Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go out to the guest line here, brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Our pal is John Crotty, Heat TV color analyst. Hey, John, how you doing, man?
Zaz, I've been better. Tough times here.
Yeah, man, I was banned from the arena a couple nights ago. I had to be back here. I was doing the game from the studio, so like I'm watching you guys on the broadcast. On what I mean, look, you played in the league for like a dozen years. You've been on NBA broadcast for a very long time now as well, and I would imagine that was like as wild a night in your career, right?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was really strange. Eric and I were, you know, we're broadcasting, excuse me, the Charlotte, you know, obviously game, and it was a game that was so strange in itself, with Miami running out to a huge lead in the first quarter, then Charlotte coming back, and it was just a tight game. And at the end of the third quarter, we saw on Twitter that, you know, the season had been canceled, and we were looking at each other like, this is surreal, you know, this is crazy. And I shouldn't say the season had been canceled. The season had been postponed, right? So, you know, at that point, we're going, wow, this could be our, you know, our last home game for a while. And, you know, we were just trying to enjoy the moment, but it was just so strange.
And how did it work? Like, were you, because it took you guys a little while to then acknowledge it on the air. Like, how, because you probably want to just burst out on the air, oh my God, I just got this tweet. Like, how did that go?
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you're, as with anything, you know, you want to verify what you're seeing, right? I mean, and make sure it was accurate. So that's kind of what we did when we saw it on Twitter, making sure the sources were actually quoting, you know, definite information. And then, you know, Eric made the announcement, and we were all just kind of like, wow, you know, just can't believe this sport is something that we've always been able to count on to kind of, you know, get away from the day-to-day grind and the troubles and things that are going on. And here we are, it's sort of at the forefront you know, to me, it was, I think that really resonated when that hit, that resonated with everybody with how serious this was.
Yeah, that's a weird thing because that you bring up there, because normally, you know, sports in our lifetime, in our lives, usually make us feel better about what else may be going on. And now, in this case, sports is the one that maybe is freaking us out, where it's like, oh, this is really serious.
Yeah, I know. You know, and now just, you know, when you start seeing what's going on with Rudy Gobert, and then subsequently Donovan Mitchell, you know, you see that the NBA did the right thing, and that you have to, you know, go through the process. Look, Adam Silver is an incredibly sharp guy. I think, you know, when I look at all the professional sports, I think he's, you know, maybe the most progressive in regards to being a commissioner and trying to get things, you know, really be in touch with what, you know, is going on in the community. And I just, you know, I trust that they're going to do the right thing, both for the fans and the players. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens at this point.
Isn't it interesting how the NBA has really, because you mentioned Adam Silver and being progressive, like, isn't it interesting how the NBA has really become almost like the leader when it comes to what, you know, what the other sports should do? It's interesting. Yeah?
Absolutely. No, it is. But it's been like that for a while. I mean, and David Stern, to me, had a lot to do with that, too. I mean, he you know, was ahead of his time in a lot of the, you know, the different, you know, platforms and things that he would institute, you know, whether it was, you know, trying to get, you know, more people of color, you know, refereeing, you know, getting women involved more. And Adam Silver, you know, has taken it a step further with a lot of the different things that he's instituted and resolving situations that were really toxic and making them more positive. And you know, I think other leagues look at how he's handling things and how the NBA is doing things constantly. You're always aware of what your peer group's doing, but I think the NBA tends to be ahead of the curve, and I you know, I'm fortunate and from that standpoint to be involved.
You know, you've coughed a couple times, John.
Gonna
you doing say okay?
That. The texters are also right? Noticing it as well.
You know what's funny? I got so much Clorox. There's so much Clorox crap in the area I'm in right now that I'm actually hacking from the from the stench of cleanliness.
All right,
but
stay
I appreciate
safe.
Your concern, guys. Yeah.
All right.
Don't worry. You're safe. You're like 20 miles away from me right now.
Okay.
So it's all
well,
good.
We know Zaslow's safe because he was the first one banned from American Airlines Arena. The only one, but the first one banned. So we know he's safe.
John, do you
that was so funny.
John, do you think it's possible that so we've been talking about this a little bit. I think when the NBA comes back, like if they come back in 30 days, it would be essentially right when the postseason would start. Do you think that we're done with the regular season?
It's hard, you know, look, this is all, we're just talking, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I no idea. And this is unprecedented what's going on from my standpoint. I think it'd be hard, Zaz, to go right into the playoffs. I almost feel like you have to have a couple of regular season games for a couple of reasons. For, you know, from a player perspective, just to get into rhythm. And then from, I think, a league perspective, just to make sure, you know, the arenas are up and everything's, you know, fans are able to get involved if they're gonna have fans. I don't know, right? I mean, that has to be worked out, too. You know, from a timing perspective, I think it would make sense to have two or three games beforehand. And, I mean, when I look at the playoffs, particularly in the East, I haven't looked at the West today, but, you know, it's kind of sorted out already. So
yes.
You don't have, you know, these huge questions like, oh, this team is a game out and it makes such a big difference, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's not. It's pretty clear cut. To me, it's just more about, you know, how do you stay in shape as a player? I mean, you're like on your own, you know, their teams aren't practicing. How do you stay sharp? It's 30 days is a long time. I mean, it's not like you're going to come right back ready to go. It to me, after 2 weeks, you really start falling off in terms of sharpness and staying in shape. So, you know, that's going to be interesting as well.
What do you make? We got John Crotty here with us, Heat Television color analyst. What do you make of the reports about how, and it's from Wojnarowski from ESPN, how there are people with the Utah Jazz, an organization you know very well, there are people within the Utah Jazz who are angry with Rudy Gobert's behavior. Like, how do you think that goes down in that locker room as a former player?
Yeah, it's, you know, I've seen on Twitter how he's apologizing, and rightfully so. I think he made a real mistake with how he handled. You saw the Twitter the tweet with him, you know, putting his hands on the mics and everything. And look, there's been a lot of this. You know, he's not the only one that's fooled around. We've all made references to it, but you know, this is all of a sudden the reason why they do what they do in terms of having these regulations in place, and you know, saying that he was, you know, one tweet said he had, you know, he was a little bit careless with who he's talking to, and you know, and look, when you're in that environment, look, you know, you've seen the inside of the locker rooms. I mean, it's, you're on top of one another. You know, everyone's sweating, and there's clothes everywhere, and towels, and you know, reporters are in there right on top of guys. It's an environment where things could spread. I frankly was. Honestly, I was kind of surprised that Donovan Mitchell was the only one who, you know, tested positive. I guess they tested, 57, 58 other people.
Yeah. So hey, without any games in the you know foreseeable future right now, what are we doing to pass time? Like we getting to know
crazy.
The wife a little bit better these days. What are we doing, John?
A lot of binging going on TV right now. I'm sure it's going to be happening around the world.
Well, what are you going to watch? What's on tap? What are you going to binge? What's on tap for John Crotty?
You're putting me on the spot, man. I gotta catch up, Zaz. I don't know.
You gotta come up with something.
Give me a couple things. What do you suggest?
Well, Brian, tell him what you just got done watching here. Okay?
So I watched a couple shows recently. One was called Hunters, which is on Amazon Prime. I think it's a really good show. It's about
it's almost like the movie Inglorious Bastards, but a TV show.
Yes, a mixture of
Jewish World War II.
Set in the 70s.
Yeah, it's set in the 70s, but it's about these people who are hunting Nazis, who did terrible.
Okay.
It stars Al Pacino, so there you go.
So that one's good. Right. The Outsider, if you like True Detective, if you like that dark mystery crime type
that's
show.
HBO. You could,
that's
right.
HBO.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good one.
My wife likes that. Yeah, okay. She likes all the, murder forensic file stuff, so... So if I ever turn up and it's unexpected, you can just point the finger.
It was her. All right, very serious. All right, so there's a couple shows. So you, Hunters and Outsider. I just recently binged on Homeland. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's solid. I can get into that.
All right, so try and keep busy, okay? I don't want you to get bored, all right?
I'll be all right, man. I can use a little bit of a rest, but I'll be ready to rock when this thing gets sorted out, man. I'm telling you, this is... This is amazing.
Right.
What's going on right now? We gotta be cool heads out here, though, right? And
just I know.
Stay calm and just keep on keeping on.
Just keep on trucking.
Stay calm and carry on.
You got
on.
It, Bruce.
Amber, tell John you love him. Say goodbye.
Bye, John. Always a pleasure.
Great to hear your voice, as always.
All right, see you, John.
See you guys. Right. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.